Welcome back to another episode of Low IQ with Jack, Joseph, and
hello, we're Cole back. Episode
26.
Episode 26. Bloody hell, we need to start a new season, I think.
Yeah, there's a few going on here because I think our last season was like 20.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, that might be coming soon.
Let us know what you want to see for season 3 or 4, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. But either way, we have another guest today. Harry's not here. Who do we have in the hot seat today?
Eddie Abu.
From Ghana.
Yeah.
He's from Ghana. You can tell he's from Ghana. So you're an ex-professional bodybuilder.
Yes.
Aren't you?
I'm an ex-professional. I'm an ex-nurse first. I'm a qualified nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Professional bodybuilder, yes.
How old were you when you were doing the bodybuilding stuff?
Actually retired from bodybuilding when I was about 50-something.
50?
Yeah. But bodybuilding is one of those sports that as you get older, you actually mature. Actually, I was at my best when I was in my late 40s. I was at my strongest when I was in my late 40s.
And you'd win the most competitions?
Yeah. I was British champion. I was British number one for a few years.
Yes. Fucking hell.
How does the bodybuilding, how does it work? So you were doing that full time?
Well, not really, but there's not much money in bodybuilding.
I was
a personal trainer, and I used to live on sponsorship by these supplement companies.
Supplement companies.
I was a supplement whore, yeah. But I never took them because my body didn't agree with them. But then at the beginning, you know, all of us were fighting for deals with companies, you know.
Would you take creatine?
That's a good question.
Do you mean to answer it, this question properly?
Yeah,
okay, so creatine is just another product that the people who force you to sell whey, to eat, drink whey, the same ones that force you, keep convincing you that creatine has been researched so many times. But the reason why you feel like you need creatine is because your diet's not on point.
Right.
You see, the way I'm asking people to eat, you know, every time you eat, I have to explain this because every time you eat, your body has a choice on what to do with the energy from the food. It can either release it for you as ATP or it can store it as body fat. Now, most of the foods that when you get up in the morning and people jump on the cereal or the porridge and that, all that is being stored as, most of it is being stored as fat. That's why people get tired. Mm. But what I'm asking you to eat, if you eat high fat foods, because there's 9 calories in a gram of fat and 4 calories in a gram of carbs. So you eat high fat foods. That's what I'm asking people to eat. When you eat like that, you don't find the need for creatine.
So what are the supposed benefits of creatine? What do they say it
helps? Okay, there's something called the ATP phosphate system, without trying to get too technical. So your body's energy system, energy's currency, is called something called ATP or adenosine triphosphate. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the gym and you're picking up the weight, when you're lifting the weights, after a few seconds, adenosine triphosphate loses one of its phosphates. It becomes adenosine diphosphate. Creatine lends one phosphate to ADP to make it back into ATP. I know, it sounds like...
Jack, do you understand?
No.
That?
No, that's so it does bollocks. Something to the muscles.
it does something to your energy.
Oh.
It makes you produce... It does something to your energy. It replenishes your energy. So it's more to do with energy.
Right.
And it stores more water in your muscles.
Creatine makes it store more water.
Right. Water retention. Yeah,
knows the word.
It doesn't have to cause water retention. I think most of the, if you, especially with the type of food that you eat. You see, every gram of carbohydrate needs 3 grams of water. Whereas fat is not like that. So when you eat, taking creatine, eating high carb foods, you find that you get more water retention.
But you get tired well easy.
I do, but I have a shit diet sometimes.
Well, mate, his diet is absolutely pish.
Well, the thing is, when we first met, I was all right, wasn't I?
It was all right. You were skinny.
I was skinny. Well, I went for a phase where I used to go to the gym a lot, and I'm going to get into a story in a minute.
Yeah.
But I was in shape before. This is before I met you. But I went to the gym every day. I ate well. I was in good shape. Yeah. But then I lost it.
Then he fell off.
Were you always?
I fell off.
were you always tired? Do you always you feel tired?
Right now, yeah. To be fair,
right now?
No, not right now. I'm buzzing I mean, right now.
Listen to your bollocks, Eddie. Carry on.
Right, generally, do you feel tired sometimes in the day?
Yes, yeah. It depends, though. But I what you're saying is right. If I'm eating clean and a lot of it is water, I find that I struggle to drink water a lot because I don't feel thirsty for some reason.
Yeah, same with me.
Really weird. Yeah, I have to force myself to drink water.
Do you drink a lot of water, Eddie?
You guys need to sort out yourself.
No, listen to me. My diet, no, Eddie.
You're how old are you? How old are you?
Speaking for himself. Get out. Get off my fucking
top. Do you know what I mean? Sort yourself out.
To be fair, though.
When I was in my 20s, I was running around, I wanted to fuck everything. I had so much energy. What are you guys in there always tired? Shouldn't be tired.
No, he's tired, not me. No, I still want to fuck everything. It's fine. Don't go at me.
He does.
No.
So does good food make you want to fuck everything?
Is that what you're saying? I suppose. But you know about it's about energy. You see, if you were not born tired,
no.
So there's something that you're doing.
Yeah, to make
that's
you
making you tired. Mm. And what I'm saying is that we live in a world where we've been told, you know, we've been brainwashed for years. You get up in the morning, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Bullshit. And then they give you cereal. You see, sometimes I wear a glucose monitor. When first thing in the morning, when you get up, your liver releases energy for you to spend.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is put cereal in there, because as soon as you put cereal in there, your insulin level goes up and your body's got told, right, start storing energy for rainy day. So you're getting tired.
Yeah.
If you, I tell you what, if you want to try this, when you get up tomorrow morning, don't eat anything. Wait until about 12 o'clock and eat about 4 or 5 eggs and one avocado. You find
that's what I do.
You will not feel
well. See, the
tired.
Thing is, I don't ever eat. I have not eaten today.
Good.
I don't usually ever eat.
No, shut up.
I think you do, mate.
No, I don't eat till probably like 1 o'clock pretty much every day because I'm not hungry. But the problem is, when I'll just fucking munch on everything.
But then, okay, so why don't you try tomorrow? How old are you?
How old am I?
You're 23.
That's brilliant. That you're at the age where your cells can regenerate. Literally, your body can heal itself very quickly. So tomorrow morning, when you get up, don't eat anything. Wait until maybe about 1 o'clock, and then have let's say about 5 or 6 eggs.
Boiled eggs.
It doesn't matter, you can scramble it. What I do is I can scramble it with a bit of cheese and stuff like that, eat that, and then don't eat anything. Obviously, make sure you have drink a bit of water, salt on it. Don't eat anything and see, you'll not feel tired, you'll not feel hungry, you feel really good.
Do you have like coffee, caffeine, or just that straight?
Do you feel like you need coffee?
See, I drink a lot of
Red Bulls. You hate them.
Don't tell him that. He's going to give me bollocking.
Tell him.
Okay, yeah, I drink Red Bulls sometimes.
Just when I was going to think you were okay.
Sorry, I hate Red Bull.
Red Bulls. No, it's not. It's
bollocks,
not,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's bollocks. It really is.
No, you're right.
It's funny how, for years it's been normalised and people drink Red Bull and it's not good for you at all.
So you don't drink the coffee?
No, not really. I'm quite hyper, and if I drink coffee at 4 o'clock, I'm up all night.
You want to shag literally everything. <He does. laughs> You're the one who brought it up. I know you know it's in, mate.
My kid is here. Listen,
you brought it up first.
I was 20.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, fair enough. Sorry again.
So are there any supplements? We were talking about creatine. Are there any supplements that you would say, right, I'd be lenient with that? Because you don't like whey protein and stuff, right?
I'll tell you what my message is, and that's what I try and stay in my lane.
Yeah.
Because as soon as, in medicine, you've got the allopathic system or allopathic medicine. Now, let me explain. Allopathic medicine is when you go to the doctor and you say to the doctor, doctor, I woke up in the morning and I've got a rash on my neck, my whatever. Mm. And doctor looks at it and he goes, let me get a cream for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the rash doesn't go with that cream. It prescribes a stronger cream. Mm. And then it doesn't go. And then it refers you to a dermatologist.
Yeah. Mm.
The first thing the doctor should have asked you is, have you been running around in the bushes, hey, shagging somebody?
He should have asked that.
To get that rash.
He's right, that food is really...
Or
hitting him, isn't it?
What's your diet like?
Right.
Because that is warning you. So most of the time when you go rash like that, it's a warning from your gut. Something you're putting in there. Now, so the doctor, instead of doctor asking you, finding the root cause of your problem, they are finding ways to treat your symptom.
Yeah.
And that's what we've all got into. Everybody's looking for a supplement. Mm. And I'm saying, fuck the supplements. Work on your diet.
Mm. Yeah.
There's nothing you can get from a supplement. You think about supplements. You think that our ancestors took fucking magnesium, around for fucking creatine. No, they got everything for their diet.
It's true. Mm. Yeah,
And we can do that as well. We've gone too far away from what we're supposed to eat as human beings. People are looking for always supplements. So I would never recommend any supplement to anybody. Mm. Nobody in my community. Everybody, it's like, there's nothing you can solve with food if you know what you're eating.
So your daughter told me you used to have an obsession with Oreos, like an addiction. What's that about, Ed? Is that right?
I'm driving home. I'll leave her here if she keeps saying something. I used to. The thing is, when I speak, I think some people think that I'm a saint. I'm not a saint.
Mm, yeah.
I'm just telling you that everything is... So eat most of the time foods that we're meant to eat as human beings.
Yeah, but you can have cheat.
You can have cheat. I used to, when I was bodybuilding, because I'm not a big eater.
Mm, yeah, same with me.
And I also bought into that calorie thing. At the beginning of my bodybuilding career, it wasn't about calories. Then it got to a point where... Because it works. Counting calories work. It will work.
Yeah. So you're for counting calories?
The opposite. I'm the complete opposite.
Listen to him.
He hates counting calories.
At the beginning of my bodybuilding career, we used to just focus on nutrients. There's a man called Vince Gironda. He was like the godfather of bodybuilding. He talked about lots of eggs. And another man, British bodybuilder called Johnny Fuller. He was coached me. He passed away. And he coached me, he's talking to me about eggs. You can actually eat so many eggs that there's some of the guys who are taking steroids. It wouldn't need to take steroids because eggs are that good at building muscle. But at the beginning, the supplement companies came in and it's all about supplements. It's going to be good for you. Science says that. And then us impressionable bodybuilders, we bought into it. So all of us were counting calories eventually. So that's why I'd eat Oreos, because you think, you're trying to get the calories in.
Yeah.
You know,
There's one guy on TikTok, talk about cheat meals, right? I think you may have seen him because he talks about you sometimes. A guy called Jacked Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And basically what he does like these 20,000 calorie challenges. And I'm watching him. And I think he's all right. I follow him. But when he does that, he's literally eating. He gets like 25 crumpets with jam and peanut butter on. He does that in a session, right? And then like half an hour later, he'll have like Domino's cookies and then a whole Domino's pizza and then Domino's cookies. And then, do you know what I mean? And I'm thinking that's just fucked.
Do you know what I've seen his videos before because sometimes my team send it to me.
Yeah.
And I every time I look at it, I'm thinking, what a dickhead.
I hope he doesn't see this.
It's a fucking dickhead. No, because I'll tell you what happens in bodybuilding, right? And that's why I backed off from bodybuilding. I used to train bodybuilders. As soon as I was a bodybuilder for years, you know, I wanted to be a bodybuilder from age 15. I saw a magazine and I saw a picture of Miss Olympia, Sergio Oliver, and I thought, oh my God, how do you get out of that? Mm. And I was at school where I didn't ever went on holidays, stuck in boarding school for 7 years. So holidays, I just did training. And that's how I grew. And when you're, it's something that is a personal thing. Bodybuilding is a personal thing. And when you're, you become obsessed with it. Bodybuilding is obsessive. And then steroid taking is also obsessive. Because to get to where I got to, I was 23 and a half stone, 140 something kilos. You have to take a copious amount of steroids. I couldn't really take much of it because I thought that used to give me panic attacks, but it wasn't actually steroids. Now I know, later on when I got older, I realized it was insulin because we had to also abuse insulin. Bodybuilding is not the cleanest sport. Now, that Jack... he's a fucking idiot because he doesn't realize that his brain is being controlled by steroids. That's why he's acting like a fool. I've been there before. I've been there before because he's just stupid. Because he's just doing it for whatever, and he will regret it later on. Because everything that he's eating, all that, you know, you've only got one body, and so many times you can just keep hammering your system like that, and there are consequences. He may be doing it for likes and stuff, but there are consequences. Just like I had when I left bodybuilding, I came off everything completely. 2017, I had to go counselling.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like a switch has been turned on. You know, I'm looking at people around me, I'm like, who the fuck are these people? It's almost like you lived in a trance. And I can see, that's why I pulled away from the sport, because I could see young people coming in and they're being affected that way. There's very little money in the sport. Why do people put so much effort into it like that? Unless you get right to the top. All these guys see them pictures, getting nothing out of it. And I went through that phase as well.
So it proper changes your brain chemistry, steroids, you think? Yeah.
Loads. Oh my God. Some of the stuff I got up to, man.
What did you get up to?
I'll tell you a little story. I was driving on the M25. And then I just chatting to the person I was talking to, and all of a sudden I saw, God, I'm missing the turning. So I cut in front of a lorry and I got it out of the exit. And he followed me, was that close to me. And he just, and when he got to the traffic lights, South Mims, lights were green. I rammed my foot in my brake. The guy came close and he was that close to me. And he sat, I got up, got put open his door, got his keys in the traffic all the way up to the M25, got his keys and drove off.
Oh, speaking of road rage and cars and all that, Cole has just got a new car.
Oh,
you have?
I do.
New F-type.
Yeah, I just got it wrapped.
He did get it wrapped. A nice. It was green. It is green.
It is green.
Which I was a bit hesitant about.
And Jack has got an Audi e-tron.
Audi e-tron GTRS Vorsprung Edition, carbon fiber.
Doesn't matter.
We're gonna put
pictures here, guys. Yep. Comment, everyone now. Comment and like the video, but comment
whose car you prefer
the look of.
Not monetary, but you showed me your car the other day, and I noticed you had a bunch of lights under your seat.
Yes, so I actually customized the inside.
Yeah, nice.
And Shopify actually has really good websites to buy stuff like that on, you know, like customizing
car accessories,
anything, mate. You can get
gym exercise stuff, gym equipment, which Eddie would love that. Eddie loves that.
Custom jumpers, you can get anything on that.
You can get anything. Yeah, Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Whether you're selling car accessories or custom
gym equipment,
or like we just said, gym equipment,
hair products.
I do my hair
products.
Eddie doesn't do his hair. He does his beard though.
He does.
So Shopify simplifies selling online and in person, so you can successfully grow your business.
Shopify even gets you selling across social media platforms, which we do, which you're watching on right now.
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok
and Instagram.
I did say that. Shopify also gives you complete control over your business and stuff without learning. You don't have to learn new skills.
You don't have to learn to code.
You don't have to code and all that.
You just put the block.
Literally does it all for you.
And thanks to award-winning help and business courses, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way.
Success. Not success, all right?
Which you know about with your new F-Type.
Yes, I do.
That's a sign of success.
Yeah. But he spent way more.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money. Just comment, remember, who's better. It's time to get serious about selling and get Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/lowIQ. All lowercase. That is shopify.co.uk/lowIQ, the name of this podcast
that Eddie Abu is on and he loves.
Go to that address to take your business to the next level today. And do you know what else I'm doing today? This podcast. Back to Eddie.
The person I'm sitting in the car, he said to me, Eddie, you know, that's a bit nice. You're going to get into trouble. So I drove around the roundabout, and then when I got there, he'd hailed a police car. So I drove past, I screamed, "Oi!" Spat on his key and threw it in the bushes.
Right? Okay.
Because you don't realize how those steroids affect the wiring of your brain.
Yeah.
I know that. And afterwards, I trained so many bodybuilders, trained thousands of them, and I could see the transition from who they were onto whatever. Yeah. When my kids, they talk about steroid dad, and it hurts, like, because I was a different person.
Really?
I was a different,
so,
different
person. So the whole thing about it making people angry, is that,
That's probably well, yeah, clearly, mate. He just explained.
To what extent does it?
What it does is that, you know how my oldest daughter used to say, we knew when you were in the service because even your driving was different. The way your car insurance really high because they don't trust you. You can't control your testosterone because you're young. That's what happens. Because when you're early 20s, they charge you a lot of money. It's the same as when you're taking steroids.
In old school bodybuilding, because that must have been like a time where steroids weren't researched as much as they are now, right? Or because I think back in the day, they weren't... Were they legal in bodybuilding competitions?
They've never been... Well, the competition that I was competing in, if you didn't take steroids, they'd probably kick you out. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
It was not. You see, people want to see freaks. The public want to see freaks. So you got to produce somebody who looks freaky. You know, I've been trying to do the natural way, train natural athletes. Nobody wants to see, somebody wants to see
something unobtainable. Massive,
yeah, unobtainable. That's what makes bodybuilding what it is. It's you want to see freaks. But the steroids, we took a lot less because what we were using, we used to fly to Spain, Italy and Portugal because before the EU they didn't care. You got the chemists and they buy stuff. The old pharmaceutical grade stuff. Now anybody can make the steroids. People making them in the kitchen and selling them. That's what's dangerous.
What was your biggest like lift, your bench? What could you bench?
281 kg.
Bloody hell.
I bench it for one rep, yeah.
For one rep, 280?
Yeah. Jesus.
281 kg. I was about 27 years old.
You're how much do you lift?
Well, I'm 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, you were on roids then.
Right? Yeah, was I on roids?
Right. yeah, but I, okay, so my max bench, tell me if this is good. You're going to laugh at me now.
What?
For one, 120. But
no, that's good. That's good.
What I'm 75
that's
really kg.
Good. That's really good.
Yeah?
That's good. Of course it is. Yeah. What are you? You're not assisted. I was assisted.
Exactly. He was assisted. Yeah.
So in those competitions, everyone was doing roids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Were the likes of like Arnold and Louis Ferrigno? Because that's quite a lot of people.
We learn from them.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they come off like they don't do roids.
No. But maybe not now. They're old kids. But of course they did. Well, everybody did. Come on. It's not. Bodybuilding is synonymous with steroids.
Oh, I've got Dwayne Johnson. He always says he's never done roids.
Well, do you know, when you look at his physique, you know, he doesn't, it's not as big as it could be. If he,
looks I'm sure. Big.
He looked, well. It's got a different kind of genetics from you.
Yeah.
You've got like half.
Yeah, it's got a different
Indian
kind
genetics.
Of genetics from you. And you've got to realize that's the genetics. I mean, you see what's happened to my son, how much he's growing.
Yeah.
He's obviously, you can look at his transformation now, you think, wow, it's not taking anything. I'd kill him.
Okay.
I'd physically shoot him if he.
Would you shoot him in the head?
Yeah, if you try to take steroids.
So I want to get some pictures of some famous influencers up, right? And I want you to see, I want your judgment to see if they are taking steroids.
Freddie did that. Freddie did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Freddie, you did it, didn't you?
Yeah? So producer, could you please come onto Google and type in, our first one will be Mike Thurston.
Mike Thurston.
I want you to... That's it. Go on to image.
Should we guess first? Because we don't know as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And okay. then you see. So, to me, that looks like a obtainable body.
So this man, he says he's natural. I think he claims he's natural, and he's just got really good genetics. He says, and he's been training for. I think he's been training for like 18 years.
How old is he?
He's 34, I believe. What do you think?
See, to me, that looks fairly obtainable. His shoulders are absolutely wham.
He's huge.
He's very lean.
And he's very lean. What are your thoughts? He's in a trance. He can't believe.
No, I'm looking at it. No, I won't believe him. I don't think he's natural at all. Mm. It's taking something little.
What makes you think that?
It's the way their shoulders, the way their arms, the definition in the abs. I know how. Listen, I was training bodybuilders from day one.
Yeah.
People walk straight into the gym to competition. I know the stages, and they're not that many people with those kind of genetics. I've seen some, unfortunately, I'll say some Africans with genetics.
Like him?
Like that. No, but to get to do it naturally like this.
Mm. Oh, right.
As whatever as it sounds, as racist as it sounds. But
people who've seen,
you know, because it's all to do with how the message is. I don't think it's natural.
No?
I don't believe that, no.
What about, you might know this guy, actually.
Let's do one more.
Liver King. Now, I feel like...
Well, he's not natural, you can just say.
Well, we know he's not.
Well, this is a big thing. So he kind of was going off your kind of vibe for a long time, where he talked about, I only eat... Frickin', what does he eat? Liver, I suppose.
Well, liver is in the name, isn't it, really?
But he recently came out as not natural.
Well, it got leaked.
Got leaked,
because his emails, it showed his steroid order.
Did it? Is that how it got?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I think, you see, I was a bodybuilder for years.
Mm.
And I know how this, you know, what's involved in building
what it looks muscle. Like and stuff,
and that's not natural.
So when you take steroids, obviously you get big in that period, but when you come off it, do you keep the muscle or does it shred off?
Here's the thing, right? Most people, when they come off, they lose everything.
Really?
They lose most of it. You will do, you know, because the people who are using it like recreationally, they're using it and they're not watching their diet.
Mm.
You see, when we were competing, when I started bodybuilding, the rules were you took steroids for 12 weeks and you came off for 12 weeks. That's what I learned in the early 80s. And my coach, the guy who was helping me, this guy, Johnny Foley, says, if you can't build muscle in that time, that means you don't have the genetics. If you lose all the muscle in the 12 weeks. But then now people don't actually come off them. They stay on it all the time because they don't, that's why most of them are unhealthy.
But you're still huge.
I weigh 100 kilos.
And how tall are you? You're like 5 foot. Are you 6 foot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Well, I know.
It was quick to say 5.
Do you want to make me feel better? That's it. Fine. Okay.
So what side effects did you have other than the angriness?
Oh, no.
Horny? Were you horny? A lot of horniness?
Okay, so
sorry that, again, that, daughter. That, sorry.
That only lasts for a while.
Yeah.
You see, this is how it works. You're injecting external exogenous hormones into your body.
Okay.
And then when you inject into your body, there's a little thing at the top of your brain called the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. They're like, dude, there's too much testosterone here. Let's stop producing testosterone.
Yeah.
Then they stop producing testosterone. They start producing estrogen instead to balance out the extra testosterone.
That's why they get tits.
Absolutely. They get bitch tits, they call them.
Bitch tits and nips. It's and organic the balls mustard. Shrink.
Balls shrink, yeah.
Is that true?
Did your balls...
Do you want to see my balls now?
Yes.
I'd love to see your balls. Wait, did they come back to normal size?
Well, they never will come back to how they would be, but normally men my age, they're all dangling there. Luckily, mine is not. It's not. But so what happens is, oh God, I can't believe you make me say this.
So I'm not. Freedom of speech, mate. Carry on.
No, what happens is when you take this, eventually your body says, right, there's too much testosterone here.
Yeah.
Don't produce anymore.
Yeah.
And then you stop producing. You see? And then, but eventually, because you do it so many times, you stop producing completely.
Mm.
Wow.
So it happens. It doesn't matter how horny you get. There comes a time. The first time I went on my first course, I didn't really know this part. I was like 27. I was 27 when I did my first course. And I finished and you get so horny, you get so excited. And afterwards, after about, I came off about 4 or 5 weeks. I was sitting there watching EastEnders. I'm crying. I'm thinking, what's going on there? I'm thinking, what the hell? And then eventually you realize that it's because you're shut down. And then as far as your libido is concerned, it's right down there. Mm. You know, yeah. Whereas when you first take them, you see a woman's leg, la, 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 and then afterwards you look at it and think, oh, put your fucking clothes on. That's what it was like. It took contrast. So, but yeah. People, I think, because... the veterans don't really talk about this. The young ones don't realize that it can cause permanent damage, you know, to yourself. Oh. I've got my heart's enlarged from taking them. Oh. You know, I used to get sleep apnea. I had peripheral neuropathy where I used to get pins and needles down my arm and my feet. But that's more from the insulin taking. And then what else? Enlarged prostate. That's one thing that you get.
Oh, my dad's got that.
Enlarged prostate, Enlarged prostate. Now, but I don't have to have surgery. The way that's most of what I do now, I used to get panic attacks. That's it. I used to get panic attacks badly from them. But it was, I thought it was the steroids. But when as I investigated, when I came with everything, I still had the panic attacks. And I realized that because I was taking insulin as well. I thought the panic attacks used to, were caused by the steroids. So I cut down on the steroids. I used to take only a third of what somebody my size would take. But insulin was a good drug for me. It was the most anabolic substance.
But you were eating well at the time.
Well, I was not, at the beginning of my bodybuilding career, I was eating really well. I was eating proper, the eggs and all that. But later on when we started using supplements, oh, come on, because we all bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements, then I was eating well, but I still have my donuts in the evening because I don't get as much food. When I started bodybuilding, I was 9.5 stone and 6 foot. So it took me a while to put the weight on. So putting all the crappy food in. But it wasn't calories. I just ended up with so many things wrong with me when I came off 2017. And I set out to repair myself. And that's the information that I'm sharing with everyone.
Yeah. When you were younger as well, I've heard that you were a bouncer.
Oh, yeah.
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 What was that before the nursing?
And
what
no, happened? I did what? The nursing first.
First. Okay. Then what happened first. With the bouncing?
Okay. So I did the nursing first. And when I nursing, when you're studying to be a nurse, especially psychiatric nursing, it was so dynamic. The training was, you learned about behavior modification. It was so interesting. A lot of psychology. You learn about yourself a lot. And then when I stopped, when I finished and I qualified and I went into the wards, you're on the ward and you're like a cleaner because it's got four patients, four nurses and 40 patients.
Yeah.
You cannot implement any of the sort of dynamic, you know, studies that you did. And it really was frustrating. So eventually I left it and I did a lot of bouncing whilst I was bodybuilding. So I was bouncing, doing personal training and being sponsored. That's how I survived. So I did bouncing for about 12, 13 years.
Did you encounter any like wild stories?
Oh,
like,
listen, wild things? Fights, lots of fights, crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I've looked after people like Jocelyn Brown, you know, people like that back in the day.
You did like private bounce?
No, it was, we work in the club, different clubs, probably she came to perform. And,
right, yeah.
But it was a dark time because a lot of it is a blur. Because this is when I was heavily taking the drug. Mm. That was the time I was walking around like 20, between 21 and 23 stone and big and struggling. I had to put a toilet in my bidet in my toilet because I couldn't wipe my ass properly. Remember, we had a bidet for years. We had a bidet.
Wait. I've never used a bidet. So you sit in it and you splash water up your ass.
It just water up your ass.
Is it good?
It was good, but because I couldn't.
And you couldn't reach your asshole.
I could, but it was uncomfortable. And
because you were so big.
And because I was leaning on it, I kept breaking the toilet seat. Oh, so
Jesus. Wow, and you remember that as a daughter, yeah.
And the kids used to have friends used to come in up. How come you got two toilets? Remember?
baby bath.
I wanted to talk about something which is very relevant to this. So there's a new sort of product in the gym world called SARMs. You've probably heard about them.
Yeah.
Very dangerous stuff.
Okay.
Now,
they've been around for a while.
No.
SARMs have been around for about 15 years when I was prepping people would, but I never got into it.
I did heavy. Back when I was 18.
18 years old?
I was young.
Where the hell did you get the...
Well, this is the thing. So, story time here. So, my friend, he started taking these things. Now, he bought these very expensive ones. They were like
£70 for a little tub. And I was like, what the hell is this? And it was marketed to me as like a pre-workout type thing on this website.
Yep.
And I bought it and it was like £10 for a tub. I had no money at the time.
Yeah.
So I bought this stuff and I took it for, I think, about 6 weeks. Then I started going yellow. And I started having panic attacks. And I've never had anything like that. I've always been fine.
That going yellow, that's jaundice.
Jaundice. So I went to the doctors. Here's some pictures. Can you zoom in on that left one? So this was at the beginning. As you can see, I got very skinny.
Look at his eyes.
Look at your eyes.
It's mad, isn't it?
You see, do you know what you were doing to your liver then?
Well, this is the thing, yeah.
You were literally just injecting shit into your liver.
Exactly. Well, it was a pill.
Yeah.
Pill. And... So I went to the doctors and I was like, look, mate, I'm fucking yellow. What's going on? And I told him I'd been taking the supplement. And his advice to me was to, he said that I'm getting, what is it? When you come off something, I went off it cold turkey and he said, that's why I'm getting this anxiety. Oh,
withdrawals.
Withdrawals.
Yeah, withdrawals. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, what you should do is carry on taking them without testing them. You should carry on taking them. And
bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
bullshit.
He later apologized to me because when I went to A&E, that doctor said if you'd listened to him, you probably would have died.
They died, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because that's your liver talking to you.
Well, my liver was fucked.
Fucked, yeah.
I was in hospital for like almost 2 years. Near
but do you know what? Shit. This is the kind of story that some of these youngsters should know.
Exactly. And especially Psalms, because I've spoken to a lot of people that go to the gym who want to take Psalms, because especially on social media now, they're marketed as this healthy way.
Yeah, I know.
A healthy alternative to steroids, and it's not. Like, I literally was very close.
Oh my God, look at those pictures. You look like shit.
I look like shit, yeah. And it was a scary time. That's the only time in my life where I was scared.
I'm so glad. But you see, the thing is, the liver has got the ability to repair itself.
Exactly, and I was very lucky. But because they didn't know what this pill was, they couldn't give me any drugs. They couldn't give me anything. So I was just...
In case it counteracted it.
Exactly, yes. So it took me a year and a half or whatever to have a biopsy. And they found out that this compound was made up of like 60% bleach compound. So I was just taking bleach for 6 weeks, basically.
He was in... Yeah.
And I was completely fucked. I went through like a weird psychological phase through that. And you have this thing, there's a... You probably know bilirubin.
Yeah.
Which...
That's what caused the jaundice.
Exactly. Yeah. But what happens is it goes through your veins and it makes your veins itch. So I was through the night scratching, my legs were like bleeding.
Itchy, yeah.
But it's like you can't itch your skin because it's not your God. Skin that's itchy.
What the hell?
Do you know you'd have killed yourself?
Yeah. Very close.
You had to need you see there are some you got young any welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The thing is you've got kids not and being told, oh, it's okay, it's safe.
Exactly.
They're taking it now. You know, that's one of the reasons why I don't promote any kind of supplement. Even though it's natural. People ask me, I'm like, no, I just talk about food.
Yeah,
I want you to get it from food. You see, if you'd known, you could have gotten better results just by eating a bit of eggs.
Exactly, simple. Yeah. Well, that's why I feel like I resonate with your content a lot, because it's true. And I wish I was told that at that age, because when you're like between 18, 20s, whatever, you're quite... impressionable. And also you see people. So I went to a bodybuilding gym and I was seeing people completely stacked and I was like, I don't want to take steroids, but everyone's saying, especially on social media, is actually worse. So they said that apparently Psalms are used for osteoporosis or something like that. Or like muscle wasting or something like that.
They used to kill people.
Exactly. So don't take that.
No, don't take Psalms.
Well, listen, I mean, the thing is, it's not... It's like the doctor, what the doctor said, that would have killed you.
Well, this is the thing. So he didn't know what it was I was taking. No. And he said, you're having withdrawal symptoms. And let me say, like, when I went into A&E, the doctors, they were amazing. Like, and when you go into the NHS, there's so many people complaining about bullshit. They were like the best people every day they were with
Absolutely.
Me.
So, that's what I always say about the NHS. I would never slag off the NHS.
Nah,
I know, fair, we were trained wrong in a lot of what we do, but we can say most of the people there are actually doing a really good job.
A really good job. Yeah, and there were some proper bastards in there. There was some guy in there, he was too drunk and he was kicking off. He was like, I've been here an hour. And I was like, I've been here for 18 hours.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you complaining about? But so Yeah, I didn't
know it was Sarah's. Oh,
that's a story and a half.
Yeah,
I saw people taking it. This started, I think, the Sam's thing became a big thing in the early noughties.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, really? I didn't.
Yeah, everybody started taking Sam. I'm thinking they got this Sam 1, 2 different
numbers. Yeah, yeah. I'm
like, no, keep that fuck away from me because I know. I'll give you another example. In the bodybuilding world, a drug came around. It was called Nubane.
Mm-hmm.
The actual scientific name of it is nalbuphine hydrochloric acid, hydrochloride. And dentists use it as a painkiller, anesthetic. Look on it, dentists use it. And for some reason, it came into the bodybuilding world. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, you got to take this drug. That's what everybody took. All the pros were taking it. So I got onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked onto that drug from 1995 to 1996 for about 8 months. I get up in the morning, and it's a drug you shoot in your vein, just like a fucking junkie.
Mm.
And the whole industry.
So what did it do? What was it?
Absolutely nothing. They said it was an anti-catabolic drug. It's a synthetic opioid. Mm. So everybody was taking it. Opioid. It's an synthetic opium, so an opioid. And everybody was taking it. And eventually, I think my son was born in 95, September. And lots of people, friends, gave lots of money.
Mm.
And, you know, we had a few hundred pounds sitting on the mantelpiece. And slowly, I spent that money on that drug. You got up in the morning, that's all you thought about. We're junkies. All of us were junkies. I know people who stayed on it for 13 years. And I remember saying to my wife, no, I got to do something about this. I had to take that money. I had to go to a clinic in Enfield and pay to come off that drug using methadone. You know, methadone. So it's not, you know, I've got my scars in bodybuilding. I think most of the veterans, they hide. They don't tell the truth. If they did, some of these youngsters don't get it. It's so easy. Bodybuilding is so easy. If you learn to eat fucking eggs, eat eggs and eat proper food, you build muscle so easily. It's not as complicated as they're making it.
We haven't really talked about what your message is. For people that don't know, I'm sure most of you do know, because I mean, you've gained, 2 million followers just this year or something?
This year, I know.
That's crazy.
This year, 2 million?
2 million.
Since we got to 1 million on the 31st of December last year.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the radio we got. But I know why, because the information we are spreading.
So what is your message and your diet? What does it consist of for people that don't know?
I don't advise anybody on diet. I tell people that we're basically eating foods that we're not supposed to eat as human beings.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the bottom line. You see, so when you go to the supermarket, you know, you look at it. It's the consumer psychology they've got. Everything is colourful and ultra processed. No, it wasn't like that when I was younger. You know, when I was younger, we've been told that 1 in 6 of us will get cancer.
Yeah.
This is when I was your age. Now it's one in two.
Yeah,
and in fact, some people are saying it's actually 3 and 5 now. Now that's because of what we eat, and I think slowly people are making the connection between even fucking Boris Johnson.
Mm. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah,
mentioning my name, I'm like. I wanted to slap him like Will Smith. Get my name.
What did he say?
I said, Eddie Abu, former bodybuilder, is saying, getting a lot of following by talking about ultra pussy.
Yeah. Was he like slugging you off?
No,
he wasn't. I saw that as well.
You see, I've been saying this. What I'm talking about is about the fact that, you know, the people who are telling us that 1 in 2 of us will get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They're also telling us that 9 out of 10 illnesses are metabolically related. That means it's our lifestyle that's causing that.
Mm-hmm. Not the food.
It's the food. It's what we're eating.
Yeah.
It's the thing. Well, if we change, and I think the reason why we are getting a lot of following is because young people are trying what we're saying. Just now, the lady came down. She goes, I follow you and you've changed my life.
I
eat this and I feel so good. It's about feeling good.
It is, yeah.
You should not be tired at 20, whatever year.
Yeah.
I spoke about this before, and I don't know if you've heard of this, but there's these, I think I've told you before, these apricot kernels, right? Have you heard of these? These are very anti-carcinogenic. So there was this tribe in like the Himalayas or something like that, and cancer wasn't ever a thing. No. And they would eat these apricot kernels. So inside that pip, you break it open, kernel in there. So I eat them, like five of them every day as well. And they're really good.
Well, I actually saw as well, I kept seeing these TikToks of these tribes, right? People who are cut off from society. And you look at them and they've got like, they're ripped, they've got good skin, they've got good teeth.
Yeah, hunter-gatherers.
Yeah. And I was thinking, how is it that they're so lean, but we're not, when we have access to
so much
resources?
Because you wouldn't even know what the truth is.
Mm.
Because we are fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because why I say that is because we've been subliminally controlled with food for a long time that we're all asleep.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying, wake the fuck up.
Yeah,
because when you start eating properly and you wake up, it pisses you off and you realize that.
Yeah,
my daughter over there, right? She had all these things wrong with her when she was 11 years old. They said she had Crohn's, she had IBS, she had this, and there was a time they said she had brain tumor. All it was things like gluten. Mm-hmm. We took it out of her diet, and then, but then we all like, oh, it's okay. We gotta have some bread. You gotta have this.
Yeah,
because what we our ancestors didn't eat like that.
No.
So they've controlled us with what we're eating for years that we don't even know. Now people think I'm extreme. Imagine if your great, 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 great grandfather came here and think, what the fuck are you guys eating? Because that's not what they ate.
Yeah.
And humans are not supposed to have food all the time. It's supposed to fast, feast and famine. You know, the famine time is when, so every time you're eating, your body's deciding, right, where do I store this energy from for this person? Okay, let me tell you how this works, right? Because I think this is interesting. So as human beings, spring, summer, we're supposed to hunt. Okay, that's why our bodies do very well on fermented food. The food is not, you don't get up in the morning, fucking jump on the porridge. No, you're supposed to hunt. And then late autumn, that's when the fruit's ripe. We're supposed to eat the sugar. The sugar is supposed to prompt our bodies to store energy for winter. That's how the body's designed.
Seasonal.
It will never change. But unfortunately, we've listened to these motherfuckers, you know, okay, you eat this.
Yeah.
Kellogg's breakfast is the most important meal of the year, and then you jump on the cereal.
Yeah,
that's what you're all fucked.
Yeah, I sort of learned about food and nutrition like about 5 years ago when my brother, he was told from an early age, he went all skinny and the doctor said, oh, you got Crohn's disease, right? And then I think you know this story, but he kept on going back to the doctors and he kept on asking these questions. And these doctors would get these books out and be like, oh, I don't know the answer. Let me look in these books. And they still couldn't tell him what he wanted to know. Yeah. So he was like, fuck these doctors. They put him on pills and stuff like that. And he was like, these aren't helping to make me go skinny. They're just fucking him up. So he decided to research himself and change his diet. And he is really particular about what he does. And he actually cured his incurable Crohn's disease.
That's exactly what she did.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly,
it's all through diet.
Diet.
Yeah, and he taught me and my mum and stuff like that. And now I won't buy, like, for instance, when I go into like Tesco or something, and then on a fish packet, it will say responsibly sourced. I'm like, fuck it now. You need like wild caught shit. Like, that means it's fucking farmed.
Yeah, it's farmed. Yeah,
it's
You asked me what my message is. To use my age, I leave this grey beard just because it makes me look older.
Wise.
Yeah. Fucking can't stand it. And my wife can't stand it. I think she's a bit warm to it now, isn't she?
But
she's
really? Like, oh God, yeah, you look well young if you cut that off.
But I don't because it makes people don't want to listen to me then. But I put it, it's a persona, isn't it? It's a persona. And I'm trying to warn as many young people as possible. That's why when you ask me to come, I've been asked to do lots of other shit. I said no, because you've got a young audience.
Yeah.
And I want them to listen to it. It wasn't even for the money. I'm not doing it for my...
Well, we're not even paying you, so...
No, because you're not. That's all. I people are offering me this, offering that. Shut up. I want to reach the right people.
Yeah.
What happened to you with your fucking yellow eyes? That would have killed you.
Yeah.
That would have killed you, because you didn't know anything better.
Well, this is... So when I was going through that, the doctor said to me... it was critical stage. My things were all very high. And he was like, the way you die when you had whatever I had is you fall asleep and you just don't wake up. So every hour of every day.
No, but it's true.
My parents obviously had a full-time job, but every hour, because I didn't want to take up the hospital beds because I felt guilty. It's my fault. It's bullshit that I'm taking up a bed.
But
and they said, you can stay at home, but you need care all the time. So my parents, every hour of every night for a year and a half, had to come in and check on me every hour in case I'd fucking die.
I wish I'd known you then. I would have got you back. Because all you needed to do was change your diet. Your liver.
Well,
your liver can repair itself.
So this is actually how I got better. I had to take green foods because it's got vitamin K. I needed to take vitamin K. I started taking vitamin K because they wouldn't give me any drugs or anything to get better, like you said, in case it counteracts. Started taking green foods like spinach and got better. Okay, so there's also a big sort of argument in the conspiracy. Yeah, so every other video I see things say different sides of the story. So I'll look at one account and they'll say to build muscle you have to bulk then cut then bulk then cut. Bullshit. Other people say if you're losing weight you can't build muscle. What's the truth in it?
Okay. This is important. Let me bring the mic, bring it here. Right. So if you're the young people and you're listening to this, I want you don't, I wrote a muscle building ebook.
Mm.
It's called, Stop Building.
I don't even know the name of it. No. Are you sure you wrote one?
Don't bulk, build muscle. Don't.
Okay. We'll put a link in the bio.
Yeah. But it's not, but you don't have to look at the ebook. Just go onto my page. And going to my son's page, I put all the food out there for free. Now, you can build muscle and lose fat at the same time.
You can.
Absolutely.
I've never bulked.
I can prove it. I've proven it. But the reason why we're getting popular, especially with the people buying more trying to build muscle, is because it's working for them.
Mm.
And if you go into the Insta, look at the testimonials, it's so crazy. But like, my God, Eddie, I'm actually building muscle and losing fat. So, to do that, you become something called fat adapted, okay?
Right.
You train, because most of us in the world we live in now, because we eat lots of carbs, you get your plate, it's got a massive big rice and a little bit of protein on the other side. Well, it should be the other way around. We should be eating more fats. So you switch your energy source from predominantly carbohydrates to fats.
Mm.
And then after that, your body would use this body fat that you've got. And then you put the nutrients in, the protein and vitamins and minerals, it'll build your muscle. Mm-hmm. I can prove it to you. It's so easy.
Sort of like keto.
It's not keto because you can have carbs before and after training.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I suggest. So first of all, you get yourself, you become fat adapted first, whereas your body, when you're being fat adapted, also means you're metabolically flexible because your body has learned, body has two energy sources, fats and carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Now, what it does is that when you eat too many carbohydrates, just like you're preparing for a rainy day, winter, your body stores the carbohydrates in a more efficient way. Your body will only store a small amount of carbohydrates as glucose or glycogen in the muscle. The rest, it packages it and stores it as body fat. So fat is also from carbohydrates. Carbs, they've got the same molecules, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, same kind of molecule. So what you do is that to build muscle, you teach your body how to be able to access fat as well as carbs as well.
Mm.
And then what you do is you find yourself just using the fat. It's so simple. And then you feel good. You know, there's no inflammation in your knees. It's crazy. I want you to try it.
So a lot of people say you have to be in a calorie surplus and a calorie deficit. Just don't worry about that. Or
let me ask you a question, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason why you stored, you're carrying body fat. I'm asking you, have you got body fat that you want?
I've got loads, loads.
Okay, so this is energy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of energy in him.
No, but
I don't know why I'm so tired. I got fucking loads of it.
But do you know what I mean? You got energy on you and you're tired. Reduce your insulin.
Mm.
You know, if you want to know, just ask him. He knows how to get in touch with me.
Thanks, Eddie. I'll take it from
right
here, mate.
Now.
but
seriously.
You might have to get hold of me.
Okay. So when you go to the shop, because even I've seen some of your videos where you say, like some of the prepared chicken, the chicken in sauce, even that you don't touch. So are you saying it's like one ingredient foods, like caveman type foods?
Steak.
Organic. Steak or an organic chicken.
Okay, so the human body hasn't evolved.
Yeah. Only the brain has.
Our answer, you said our brain has evolved. Has it really?
Yeah,
because we're fucking numbing it with eating all that ultra-processed
Think,
has
mate.
It evolved?
So,
the human body, technology has evolved. Human body hasn't evolved. So your forefathers didn't walk around fucking Tesco with a trolley. They had to get up in the morning and just fucking
stab
look
a cow.
For a fucking
stab a cow.
Plan. You know, my daughter Selena and I we did a 5-day fast once, and then fasting, and then we got speakers in the ceiling in our kitchen, right? And it's like midnight. We're both standing there and we're dancing. And I looked at them, it's so much energy after 5 days.
Yeah.
And then she says to me, "You know that makes sense." And like, yeah, what do you mean? She said, "As an animal, the longer you go without eating, the more what's the word? Alert you become."
Yeah.
I was so alert. My memory was when I do a 4-day fast plus, I'm like this, and people are like, "Shit, my memory." I started remembering stuff. My memory is impeccable because we've numbed our brains. Now, when you fast like that, you're actually reducing insulin. Most of what's wrong with you is because you got too much insulin in your body. It's called hyper. No, I've got to tell you. It's called hyperinsulinemia. You got too much insulin in your body. You're 23 years old. You should be fucking everything going. I'm tired. After you've been there once, after three strokes, I know.
I've done a few more than three. No,
four or five. Yeah.
Five at least.
you should have more energy.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I can show you how to do that. Once you're liberated, it will piss you off. You think, I wish I'd known this.
A bit sooner.
We should be teaching us this mainstream. I think when you go to, you know, the schools, they should be telling us.
Yeah, I think I agree.
But I call students drinking Red Bull because they feel they need it. They're tired.
Mm. Yeah, we got to wrap it up, unfortunately, because the producer wants us to do some eggs. There's nothing.
Well, I could eat an egg.
What's the point of this?
So this is what you eat as your first meal a lot of the time. But this is processed ketchup.
Okay, that I was going to talk about that. Now, you see, I saw you squeezing the ketchup out of
bottle. Tesco.
A bottle.
Sainsbury's ketchup. Yeah. Oh, there's some oranges on
that. Okay, so what are the ingredients?
Here we go, give it to
me. Here we go.
Water.
That's all right.
Tomato puree.
That's good, isn't it?
29%.
Oh, what's the other 71, Jack?
Sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
Spirit vinegar. Maize starch, which is the same as sugar. Tomato powder. Listen, this is fucking shit.
Knew he was going to say that.
So do you eat no sugar at all?
Well, weekends, I mean, I'll have a cheat meal with the family. I call it a family meal where you may sometimes go to a restaurant and I have, you know, I like biscuits. I'll have a packet of biscuits or something. I'll have a little bit of bread, but that's not what I eat all the time. I just do it at the weekend, just, you know, because that's where everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. You've got to have a day off, haven't you?
A lot of these health influencers say replace the sugar for sweetener. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Ever. It's sweetener. Look, almost all sweeteners were accidental discoveries. In labs.
Interesting.
I saw about that.
All of them were. There's a story about one of the sweeteners. I know sweeteners, aspartame and sucralose. So how they realized that they could recycle it and make it for humans. They were looking for a pesticide.
Yes, I said about this.
They were looking for a pesticide. And then they came across the pesticide and then they left some concoction in the lab.
Yeah.
And they told one of the students to test it.
Yeah.
But the students were European. So they meant taste it. Taste it, it tastes sweet. We're all eating.
I told you that. You didn't even believe me. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pesticide.
Pesticide. All of them act.
So they fuck up your gut as well.
Absolutely. The
mate.
Worst
Absolutely.
Things you have.
Yeah, yeah. This is my new diet starting from today. This is my first meal, as you said.
What time? Yeah, first meal of the
what
day.
What time is it?
Is it possible? Has anybody got a tissue there?
Oh, you want to take off the ketchup?
You want to take
I'm
off
going to take the
yeah, okay,
ketchup.
Yeah, I'm not eating it.
Anybody
Harry's I don't eat, I'm not eating it.
You're not taking, thank you very much.
Look, here we go. Right, do you want me to wipe it?
Yeah, please wipe that shit off.
Okay, this is shit. I'm wiping it off. All right, here we go.
That's it, wipe it.
Head off.
That's it, wipe it off.
Head off. Too
very
much
good,
shit.
Man. Good man.
Shit. Don't drop it. Nice.
Just wipe the ketchup off. That's it. Now that's a proper
fucking shove that in.
Fucking natural egg.
Here we go, we've got a natural egg.
Yeah,
one of
is
Eddie
this, has
Abu's
this got any
eggs.
Ingredients, Aiden? Because I will not be happy.
Yeah,
this better just be egg.
You made the How's egg that? Yourself, Aiden.
Good.
Yeah. Good Eddie egg. Abu approved egg.
Simple food.
And how many of these do you eat on your first meal?
One as well.
Well, I they're all different.
You have nine, least, don't you?
I have at least six for my first meal. Then I usually have at least six. But sometimes I've eaten up to about 12. You won't have access to that, anything from that, until maybe tomorrow. So it's bullshit.
Then I'm going to get horny as shit.
He's going to be ragging his missus so
Seven
hard.
Seven strokes tonight.
Seven strokes tonight. What's the fucking shit?
First meal is this.
The first meal, eat, let's say, six eggs.
Yeah.
Okay? If you have your first meal, if you're trying to build a bit of muscle, so have your first meal about 11, 12, something like that. Have 6 to 8 eggs, and with that, have some cheese. Now you can get cheese. Make sure it's a block of cheese, not grated, because sometimes they add potatoes to it.
Does it have to be unpasteurized or?
No, yeah, get unpasteurized better if you can,
and organic.
Better for you, organic. So get the cheese. Make sure that the eggs are organic also on and free range. Then get that, eat that. Make sure there's enough salt. And the second, that's the first meal, and then the second meal is about 3 or 4 o'clock. 3 or 4 o'clock, you have about, let's say, 200 to 250 grams of, let's say, meat. It could be chicken, it can be turkey, it can be mince, it can be steak. Lamb, steak.
Lovely.
But make sure you have the fat with it.
Right.
If you're buying mince, buy the 20% fat. If you're buying red meat, buy ribeye.
Yeah.
And then with that, you can have some nuts, you know, things like almonds, walnuts, macadamia, something like that. You can have some nuts. You can have cheese again. You can have avocado. You can have olives. But even when you buy the olives, make sure that you're buying the olives that are either in just brine, salt water, or fresh olives. Not from the deli, because they put lots of shit with it. The ones that come in already packaged. Yeah. And then buy that and have some green vegetables with that. And then the third meal, about 7 o'clock, repeat either meal one or meal two.
Got it.
And then... And then you got certain symptoms. If you're hungry, if you're peckish after eating, something in your food is causing your insulin to go up. Find out what it is. If you're tired after eating, again, something. If you're bloated, your tummy doesn't like something, investigate. So you can investigate, and I swear to God, you start feeling really good. You will not feel tired at all.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I want to say I'm starting this today, and the viewers should help
viewers
be responsible. So if I'm looking fatter by next... Actually, no. We've got another podcast we're filming today, so I'll still look fat as fuck. But
yeah, you will.
After that, hold me responsible. And I think if you're a fat fucker in the audience as well, try that as well.
It's called
Tough Love.
So this segment is called Our Producer Went Out to Get a Load of Food for Eddie to Rate. That's basically it. So, Jack, over to you.
What have we got here?
What have we got?
We've got an arrangement of cereal.
This is Cheerios, Eddie.
There's loads of different things.
A lot of different yummy things for kids, right?
So these are primarily given to children.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these?
But you're saying that, but people eat this in the fitness industry after training.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Because, yeah. All the time.
Because they're fucking idiots, that's why. Yeah. This is words. This is shit. I don't even know what to say because there's nothing in here that's food. This will last for as long as possible on the shelves. And the reason why they put the cartoon characters is just to attract the children.
And the bright colours.
The bright colours.
Yeah.
It's all colourful. It's all marketing. This is not food. This is not food. Not at all.
Okay, next.
If you have that in the morning, straight away you start feeling tired because you're storing energy for any day.
Then you'll eat more shit
as
well.
Plus, it contains all these additives and emulsifiers and colorings and stabilizers. That's not food, okay?
So after the cereal, kids might have a sandwich. Give Eddie that. That's 50-50.
So this is Kingsmill 50-50. Soft white bread with hidden whole grain.
There we go.
That must be healthy.
That must be healthy, Eddie, no?
Yeah.
Whole grain.
The thing is, it says... 50-50. 50 what? You know,
50
soft white, 50. This is fucking shit. Listen, when I was younger, my mum used to bake bread. Four ingredients. Sometimes she'd have five. Salt, water, wheat,
flour,
no,
is it?
Flour. So it's flour,
and
salt, wet water, not even eggs.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And then, but then sometimes my mum would put a little bit of sugar in it. It's a tiny bit of sugar. No, but because
Get out.
Wow.
But it tasted really nice.
Yeah.
But that bread only lasted for like 2 days and it got hard.
Well, yeah. That's good though, because it shows this fucking food. You know what I mean?
Now look at this, right? So it's got how many ingredients in it? This is fucking shit.
It's his catchphrase, I think.
Rapeseed, sustainable palm.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Preservative.
Seed oils. Don't use that.
I call this forever food. This will last in your fridge for a long time.
That will,
It's not food, don't
Same with McDonald's. Have you seen that picture of in the History Museum? It's a Big Mac that's lasted years and it's got mold on it.
No mold
on it.
Really?
That's crazy.
Because I bought one of these breads and I took it home and I kept it for, I think, 6 weeks. It looked perfect.
Yeah,
it's
not, mad.
It's all about longevity, isn't it?
Preservatives, yeah. So when you cook your meat or whatever... do you use, so you said you not nut
I
oil.
Never use seed oils. I use coconut oil or butter or ghee.
Is that what you use?
Butter, ghee. I think our favorite at home is beef dripping. We use a lot of beef dripping.
Okay.
Olive oil, is that a...
The thing about olive oil is that you're supposed to eat it, not cook it. It doesn't do well with it.
So when I have avocado, I will cut my avocado and I'll put olive oil over it and then salt, like Himalayan salt. Don't use table salt.
So you woke the fuck up a while ago, didn't you?
He's been woke.
I'm impressed. He's awake to the bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I will give it to him because he this is one thing he's very passionate about.
What do you
think? Yeah.
I don't know. I just like KFC too.
But we're about to live together, to be fair. So I'll be,
he's on my case.
Getting his shit in there. I will. You won't.
I'm telling you, from today, I promise you, I've made a promise now to Eddie.
That's true.
I believe you.
Good.
There you go.
I believe you.
And then a kid might go and have a pot noodle. Now, is that, what do you think about that? Because carbs, obviously.
You know, my sister in Ghana, she messaged me and said, Eddie, they got this everywhere in the shops in Ghana. I'm like, don't fucking touch it ever. but just read, just read all of this.
I can see that.
There's so many ingredients. This is not food. Unfortunately, people think this is not food at all.
Mm.
You know, if you go to the hospital now, the NHS is having to deal with like an influx of people in their 40s and in their 30s and their 50s. With colorectal cancer and digestive problems, gastrointestinal problems. And it's all due to stuff like this.
Mm.
You see, and because those diseases used to happen to people in their 70s and late 60s when I was nursing. Now it's coming as young as 30s and 40s because of stuff like this. Don't eat this. This is not food. Mm. Why do you think it's green and all colourful, making you look at it? Bullshit.
I reckon we do this as our last one, but this is an interesting one.
Last one now.
High protein pudding.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell what he's going to say already.
Don't ask me then.
Let's have a look. I'm going to have a look. I can't even read that. Acesulfame K.
Acesulfame K. You know what this? What it is?
No idea.
Acesulfame potassium. It's a sweetener.
Right.
Those accidental discoveries.
But then it also says natural flavouring, so that's BS.
Natural flavouring could be anything. It could be
salt.
It could be semen. It could be anything.
They've got cum in there.
That's why it's so high protein. Natural flavouring
could be anything. They can be bullshit.
Carrageenan.
It's not food. It's all stuff that they use.
Yeah, that is crazy.
The one thing, the last thing I want to ask you about is I have started to cut out, like I make these shakes with organic cashew butter and stuff like that. And one thing my brother said to me is he's just cut out flavorings like sucralose. And then I looked it up and it said sucralose is in fucking everything.
Yeah.
And it can really damage your gut. Bacteria. Yeah. So I've tried to cut that.
It's one of those artificial sweeteners. So
yeah.
Sucralose, what's it called? Saccharin, acesulfame K, aspartame. They're all artificial. They're not food.
Mm.
We've accepted them and it's become the norm. Don't eat them.
What about things like Actimel? Because they market that as like, it helps with your gut. You hate that.
The fucking ingredient.
Fuck that.
Just read them, mate.
Just read them. Look, when you go to the supermarket, buy food and go home and cook. Yeah. When I was your age, I was impressing the girls with my cooking when I was really young. It's like, come in, I cook for you. Oh, before you know it, you're doing it. Listen.
Yeah. Don't have to do the hand gesture, right? We know.
If you got to impress them.
Yeah.
Well, you do.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Do you know how nice it is when you impress somebody that, come, we go on a date, come, I'll cook for you.
Bang it. Like, bang that.
They look at you.
Bang that, right.
And, you can see their knickers falling off.
Yeah. Because they're creaming everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, don't start at that age. What the hell? You've been saying a lot worse than me. But anyway, that is...
We've been going on for an hour and 20.
That's
Jesus Christ, that went quick.
That you is too much, that's
we
why.
Did, we talked.
Yeah. You. So that is the end of the episode. Eddie, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything?
Plug anything?
No, no. Guys, if you people ask me, Eddie, where are you? If you can get hold of me, because I'm busy, I've got my community.
Yeah.
And also, I've got a program, you know, the Eddie Abu Show on GRM, which is also very good.
Check that out.
It's on YouTube. And then you can, I've got ebooks as well that can point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Thank
guys.
You for inviting me, guys.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Very welcome.
Thank you for the info. And hopefully, if you're going to start the diet, what we should do, we should get people to comment.
Yep,
and comment. Then they could send their transformation to their email.
You know what, Cole, what you should do is you just let give me my number and then we can write, Selena, we can write a proper, exactly what we want you to eat.
Yeah,
I'm doing
that,
it. I'm telling you,
better.
I'm doing
because
it.
Because we want to help.
Okay? I appreciate that. Thank you.
Do that. Okay.
Motivating me.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, Goodbye. Jack.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.